Hare Krishna. Today here in New Rajadham, I gave Bhagavatam class, and it was on Varnashram. This is Vidura's inquiries to Maitreya. And the question is, O great sage, kindly describe the divisions and orders of human society in terms of symptoms, behavior, and characteristics of mental equilibrium and sense control. Also, please describe the births of great sages and the categorical divisions of the Vedas. Interesting. Orders of human society in terms of symptoms, behavior, and characteristics of mental equilibrium and sense control. The gist of the class, which you can derive from the title of this podcast, was why does Srimad Bhagavatam spend so much time, space, emphasis on Varnashrama? It's repeatedly, we find it there in most every chapter. And of course, it's part of the characteristic of a Mahapurana, Atra, Sarga, Visarga, Stanam, Posham, Utaya, maintenance. Varnashram talks about maintenance. But Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paramahamsa Purana. This is for Paramahamsas. So something that's for Paramahamsas, why is there actually a need to describe that which is for conditioned souls? And obviously, because Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Vyasadeva consider it to be extremely important. Here's the Nigamatakalpata Orgalitam Palam, the ripened fruit of Vedic literature, and certainly spends a lot of time describing Krishna's pastimes. On the other hand, we see Varnashram repeated over and over again, and a good portion of the seventh canto is taken up with Narada Muni's descriptions of varnas, ashramas, women's roles, and so on. Because it's important for those who aren't Paramahamsas, or even if they are Paramahamsas, Vaishnavas living, setting a proper example, as well as themselves overcoming the lower modes of material nature and coming to the mode of goodness. The institution of Varnashram is tasya kartaram apimam, is Krishna's own design. It's Krishna's social system. It's a difficult concept for us to accept. Most of us in the developing world are accustomed to a democratic system, which means more or less live as you like, and especially a secular democratic system where you live as you like, just don't break the law. And the problem with secular organization, secular state, is that we're not doing things according to the law of God. But we're doing things according to the law of man, and then those are the boundaries. But then how, what type of recreation we do, how we eat, how we sleep, the type of buildings we build, and so many other things that go on, that's completely subjective. As long as you're not doing anyone any harm, do whatever you want. But samsiddhi haritoshanam, that's not what Varnashram is about. Varnashram is very specifically yadkaroshi, yadishnashi, yadshihoshi. Everything that you do should be pleasing to Krishna because it's according to Krishna's plan and should be elevating you. Your eating, sleeping, mating, recreation, everything. You cannot be watching video games, television, movies, which are simply incite violence, hatred, etc., and think that you're pleasing Krishna or making spiritual advancement. And of course, the idea that, well, it's all right, it's not so serious. But then, and that's another topic, but it is serious. But in any case, it doesn't fit into Varnashram. Can we accept that? Can we accept that the sports that we play, or the types of food that we eat, that everything is re-geared, not that we're just adding Krishna consciousness to the society that we live in, but that we're willing to accept a different social order, at least in our lives. What we do collectively, what we do in farming communities and other Vaishnav communities, but we start with the individual, examining my life to see how every aspect of it is pleasing to the Lord. That's Varnashram. And that's why it is here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada starts the four statuses and orders of human life, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, as well as Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaparas, and Sannyasis, are all divisions of quality, education, culture, and spiritual advancement attained by practicing control of the mind and senses. I mean, that is brilliant. Everything Prabhupada says is brilliant, but that is brilliant. And then Prabhupada's, the rest of his purport goes on that Varnashram is not determined by birth, but by qualities. But if you just listen to this, the divisions of quality, education, culture, and spiritual advancement attained by practicing control of the mind and senses. Control of mind and senses is compulsory. And then you can divide the quality of education, culture, spiritual advancement, and it becomes Varnashram. Thought for the day are Varnashram. Topic for the day. We haven't had some for a little while. Why is Srimad Bhagavatam talking about Varnashram? Because it's important for you and for me. And it's important if you want to understand the rest of Srimad Bhagavatam. You need to have a Varnashram lifestyle. Hare Krishna.